From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you once again. In a few minutes we'll turn to Matthew chapter 13. We'll commence a series of studies upon the parable of the sower. First, here's Mildred Rainey singing, "It is no secret what God can do." To read some verses from Matthew chapter 13, we'll begin at the verse 3. "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. We know that Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. There's just one little phrase I would like to talk to you about today. It's found in the verse 3 of the passage we've read. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. The Lord Jesus Christ in his sermons often used parables to convey truth. These parables were rustic stories which the common people could identify with. The Son of Man brought himself right down to the level of his congregation by making use of word pictures with which he could relate the gospel. Some parables were very short, others were lengthy. Some have one solitary lesson for one group of people, others are applicable to a wide variety of individuals. There is no parable, however, that has as much space devoted to it in God's word as the parable of the sower. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record this particular study. Over the next few weeks, I would like us to think about this parable, considering the lessons that we can learn from it. Firstly, let us consider the sower. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Let us ponder the sower's identity. The first question which must exercise our minds is, who was the sower? The individual whom the sower points to above all others is the Lord himself. We call Christ the chief sower or the master sower. Now the master sower owns the field in which he sows. And what is the field? The field is the world. The Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The Lord Jesus Christ owns this world. And he has control and power over all men. Therefore, he is in charge. We all have duties and responsibilities to him because we occupy his territory. But as this sower went forth to sow, he sowed on different types of ground. There was the wayside, there was the stony ground, there was the thorny ground, and there was the good ground. Now these different kinds of grounds represent the hearts of men and women. And that is significant. The Lord Jesus Christ, you see, owns the world. He has power over all people in this planet. And he controls our hearts. He knows our hearts. He understands our thoughts. When we reject the gospel, he is well aware of that. He knows the very motivation that compels men to turn from him, turn to their sin. The Lord is the master sower who understands the ground with which he works. And that is a very solemn thing. Because as I speak to you today and as I bring you God's word, you are God's creature and God knows your heart. That's the identity of the sower. Secondly, let us look at the sower's seed. In Matthew 13 verse 19, the seed sowed by Christ is described as the word of the kingdom. The kingdom here is Christ's kingdom, not the world. That's his physical kingdom. We're talking here about his spiritual kingdom, which is the church. And what is the word that the church presents? This is the gospel. The gospel is the word of God, which is able to save us from our sins. Now, whenever Jesus Christ came into this world, he came with the seed of God's word. For example, in John 7 verse 16 he said, my doctrine is not mine but his that sent me. This is what Christ came to do, bring the word. Whenever he told his parables, whenever he spoke to the multitudes, he brought the truth of God. In bringing the truth of God, he brought words that were undeniably accurate. For example, in John chapter 17, the Lord said, thy word is truth. In this world, there are many writings, many ancient books, many modern books. But there's only one book that we can count on for total accuracy. And that's the Bible, because it's the Word of God. And as the Bible is true, so it is eternal, because it comes from God. It's an unchanging word. Therefore, we refuse the words of Scripture at our peril. When someone speaks the truth, we want to sit up and listen. In the gospel, we have God's truth. Did you listen? Do you listen to the fact that you're a sinner? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you listen to the fact that you're under the wrath and curse of God? Do you listen to the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us? Beyond all the branches of learning in this world, there is no branch of learning as important as the gospel, because it alone tells us how we can be saved. The gospel alone deals with the destiny of our souls. Therefore, we must listen to what God has to say, the precious seed. Thirdly and finally, I would like you to consider the sower's action. The text tells us that the sower went forth to sow. Jesus Christ has come forth to sow his word. He left the ivory palaces of heaven to come into this world of woe in order to bring men and women hope. He came into this world as the sower to bring the seed. And the seed is still with us today. Yes, Christ has died and he has rose again and he has ascended into glory. We cannot see him with these eyes of flesh. But yet Christ is here. Because he told the disciples that he would not leave them comfortless. He would come to them. And as he came to them, he came through his Spirit. And today the Holy Spirit brings God's word to our hearts. Perhaps you're listening. You're feeling concerned. You know that these words are true because they're God's truth. That's the Spirit applying the word to your heart and to your thoughts. Oh dear friend, you need to come to the Lord. Respond to the call of the Spirit. The sower sowed the seed when he was in the world. He sows the seed today through his Spirit. And he sows the seed through the preaching of the gospel. You see, the task of the preacher is often likened to that of a sower. Now, the sower doesn't actually bring forth the crop. He only sows the seed. God, by nature, brings forth the harvest. And so the preacher, he cannot save souls, but he sows the seed. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm sowing the seed. I don't know where these words are falling. I don't know the hearts that are receiving. I don't know the ears that are hearing. I cannot see your faces. I'm sitting behind this microphone. But yet I believe I'm sowing the seed. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel, this precious seed, is that which saves souls. And I would appeal to you today to seek Christ while he may be found. Respond to his appeal. Is there a heart that is waiting, longing for pardon today? Hear the glad message proclaiming, Jesus is passing this way.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.